This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today we continue our study of reasons why the Great Commission is so great. Already we have pointed out these reasons why it's great. The Great Commission is great because of the planning which was behind it. It was planned in eternity. It is great because of the authority behind it. Jesus Christ has all authority in heaven and on earth. In the third place, we have noted that it was great because, or it is great because of its universality. It is addressed to every person in the entire world. It will not be enough for us to merely send missionaries to every nation. They must be sent to every city, to every person in every city. Now we come to the fourth reason why the Great Commission is so great, and that is because of its power to bring men together. In writing to the saints in Ephesus, the Apostle Paul said, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye that once were far off are made nigh in the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who made both one, and brake down the middle wall of partition, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, that he might create in himself of the two one new man, so making peace, and might reconcile them both in one body unto God through the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And he came and preached peace to you that were far off, and peace to them that were nigh. For through him we both have our access in one Spirit unto the Father." Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. Now from this we can see that the body of Christ, the church, is God's society of mutual love. Members are characterized by love for one another. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 20 makes clear that if we do not love our brother whom we have seen, then we certainly cannot love God whom we have not seen. But we know that there is a great deal of hatred and malice in the world, which manifests itself in the committing of a great many crimes against the person and life and property of other human beings. Right here in my own home city, our city is beset by a great deal of crime. Every day we read about murders. Every day we read about holdups and robberies and burglaries and all kinds of crooked business going on. But by the preaching of the gospel, the story of God's love for man, men of all nations are led into the body of Christ, where there is salvation, Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, and where there is love when men properly respond to the gospel. When men properly respond to the gospel of Christ, to that great message of salvation, they will be rid of their hatred and their malicious attitude and feelings toward others. They will come to love and serve all men, without regard to their ethnic or racial background, especially those of the household of the faith, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. And so the Great Commission is great because it will bring men together in a situation of mutual love for one another. Now in the fifth place, we note the Great Commission is great because of its permanence. In regard to the law of Moses, the Apostle Paul said, "What then is the law? It was added because of transgression, till the seed should come to whom the promise hath been made. And it was ordained through angels by the hand of a mediator." Galatians 3, verse 19. You see, the law was to be temporary. God didn't intend for it to last for all time. The law was nailed to the cross. Colossians 2, 14. Then in Galatians chapter 4, after making clear that the handmaid, Hagar, represented the law of Moses, and that the free woman, Sarah, represented the gospel, the Apostle Paul had this to say: "Howbeit, what saith the Scriptures? Cast out the handmaid and her son, for the son of the handmaid shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. Wherefore, brethren, we are not children of the handmaid, but of the free woman." Galatians chapter 4, verses 30 and 31. You see, men today live under the gospel, not under the law of Moses. Men living today are not sons of the bondwoman, that is, they do not live under the law of Moses, not even Jews. Of course, the law of Moses was never addressed to the Gentiles, but not even Jews today live as a law in specific force under the law of Moses. But we all live under the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is, the law of Christ. But our time is gone today. I'm glad that you've been in our audience, and I certainly hope and pray that the Lord will bless and keep you until we meet again.